You're listening to the audio production of Heaven is for Real, a little boy's astounding story of his trip to heaven and back by Todd Burpo with Lynn Vincent. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Stu Gray.
I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus of Nazareth. Acknowledgements. In telling Colton's story, we have been afforded the chance to not just work with dedicated professionals, but with real and caring people. Sure, we have been impressed with their expertise, but Sonia and I have been more delighted by their character and their hearts. Phil McCallum, Joel Needler, Lynn Vincent, and Debbie Wickwire have not just invested their own lives into the making of this book, they have also enriched our family. Without their enormous efforts and sensitive spirits, Heaven is for Real would have never developed so wonderfully. We thank God daily for assembling these gifted and talented people to help us tell Colton's story. Each one has been a blessing to us. Sonia and I count it a wonderful privilege to call them our friends. Prologue. Angels at Arby's. The 4th of July holiday calls up memories of patriotic parades, the savory scents of smoky barbecue, sweet corn, and night skies bursting with showers of light. But for my family, the July 4th weekend of 2003 was a big deal for other reasons. My wife Sonia and I had planned to take the kids to visit Sonia's brother Steve and his family in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It would be our first chance to meet our nephew Bennett, born 2 months earlier. Plus, our kids Cassie and Colton had never been to the falls before. Yes, there really is a Sioux Falls in Sioux Falls. But the biggest deal of all was this. This trip would be the first time we'd left our hometown of Imperial, Nebraska, since a family trip to Greeley, Colorado in March had turned into the worst nightmare of our lives. To put it bluntly, the last time we had taken a family trip, one of our children almost died. Call us crazy, but we were a little apprehensive this time, almost to the point of not wanting to go. Now, as a pastor, I'm not a believer in superstition. Still, some weird, unsettled part of me felt that if we just hunkered down close to home, we'd be safe. Finally, though, reason and the lure of meeting little Bennett, whom Steve had told us was the world's cutest baby, won out. So we packed up a weekend's worth of paraphernalia in our blue Ford Expedition and got our family ready to head north. Sonia and I decided...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?